run ABC, but I have no authority. He complained that Eisner was stuck in the Laverne and Shirley era. Ovitz could empathize, but instead, in his words, he tried to sell Iger on the idea of staying. Mr. Iger sat and told me how difficult it was for him to work with Mr. Eisner because Mr. Eisner was micromanaging him, and he wasn't used to that, Ovitz later testified. I spent 3 hours explaining to him Michael's intentions, explaining to him how brilliant Michael is creatively, and that he had great experience in the network area, and that Bob should just run with it. It will take some time. Iger maintains that he didn't complain about Eisner. Later, Ovitz described the dinner to Eisner, and while he was careful not to betray Iger's confidence, he said he was worried Iger might quit, and that it might be nice for Eisner to give him a gift, some recognition of how hard he was working. Why? Eisner asked. He's got a contract. He's not going anywhere. Don't you want him to be comfortable, happy in his job? Ovitz asked. Eisner seemed to ponder the notion for a moment. Not really, he said. But Ovitz didn't give up on the idea. He had noticed that Iger had admired one of his watches. Ovitz collected them. So he asked Eisner if he could give Iger a watch. Eisner resisted, but Ovitz wore him down, and finally he gave in. Ovitz picked out a stainless steel Breguet Aronavel, which one of his assistants was able to buy wholesale for about $3,500. At a Disney ABC management retreat in Phoenix, Ovitz asked Iger to meet him and Eisner in Ovitz's suite at the hotel after a long day of meetings. We'd like to give you a present for being such a great soldier in helping to merge the two companies, Ovitz said. Iger thought Eisner looked extremely uncomfortable. Ovitz handed Iger a box, and he opened it. Iger was speechless. He did love watches, and he especially liked the Breguet. On the other hand, he didn't need a watch, and he could afford to buy one himself. He was just doing his job, for which he was quite well paid. Eisner looked embarrassed. Iger managed a thank you and left as quickly as he could. Iger and Willow Bay were married on October 7, 1995, in a ceremony in Bridgehampton, Long Island, attended by television royalty, Oprah Winfrey, Barbara Walters, Diane Sawyer, Peter Jennings, Tom Murphy, and Jeffrey Katzenberg, who had negotiated a DreamWorks deal with Iger. Both Eisner and Ovitz were invited and planned to attend. One of Eisner's secretaries asked for a copy of the list of guests who had accepted. Katzenberg's name was on it. Eisner canceled. "Cover for me, won't you?" he asked Ovitz. At the wedding reception, Ovitz discussed with Katzenberg his still unresolved dispute with Eisner about his bonus. Ovitz had resolved many seemingly intractable disputes in his career as an agent, and he was convinced that prolonging them, or worse, letting them get into court, was disastrous for both sides. "I think I can resolve this in 2 weeks," he confidently told Katzenberg. Not long after Ovitz's arrival at Disney, Katzenberg had begun to staff his new animation department at DreamWorks. As the animators had predicted, he set his sights on numerous Disney animators he'd worked with, including artists Andreas Deja, who had drawn Scar in The Lion King, and Glenn Keane, who'd drawn much of The Little Mermaid, as well as directors